I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, some of Cape Cod's top female music stars will perform together on Sunday in a show to benefit cancer patients through the new Cape Wellness Collaborative. Tell us about this.
Well, it's called the Cape Cod Women's Music Festival, and it was really successful in past years that they did it in Provincetown and Wellfleet. They took a year off, and now it's back for just one night, Sunday night, and this time it's at the Cape Cinema in Dennis. Sarah Swain of Sarah Swain and the O'Boys is really the driving force behind this. She wanted to bring together female musicians, and she also lost her mother and other relatives to cancer. So this is a personal cause for her. Headlining the show this time is folk rocker Sarah Lee Guthrie with Johnny Arian. She is the daughter of Arlo Guthrie and granddaughter of Woody Guthrie, so she's got long musical roots in her family. And the program also includes Cerise Bineau, Katie Flynn, and Bonnie Hayes. Zoe Lewis is the master of ceremonies. She's also going to appear there, as are several other women, and the show starts at 7 o'clock.
On Saturday night, a duo familiar to Cape music fans will open the second season of Concerts and Talks at an unusual venue in Provincetown.
Yeah, this is the start of the second season for an organization called 20 Summers that's set up through June 14th at the renovated Hawthorne Barn in Provincetown. It's got a long art history there. First up is an opening reception from 5 to 6:30 on Saturday, and then a concert by the duo called David Wax Museum starts at 7 o'clock. Then over the next few weekends, there's going to be a lot more concerts and talks and performances, including authors Michael Cunningham and Adam Gopnik. Former U.S. Congressman Barney Frank's going to be there. There's going to be some documentary theater about Lyme disease. And there's going to be an unusual acoustic concert by Stephen Merritt of the indie band The Magnetic Fields. He's going to be performing 26 songs, each for a different letter of the alphabet. And so that's become a really busy place up at Hawthorne Barn for the early summer season there.
The Cape Cod Collaborative Arts Network is back with another musical review in Kitiwit, and this year's story has a spooky element.
It does. This is the group called Cape Cod Can, with an exclamation point, and it brings together eight local service organizations to give arts experiences and ideas to teens and adults who have different levels and types of physical and developmental disabilities. This year's musical review that they're doing is called Scary Gary's Graveyard of Golden Oldies Radio Show, and it's a rock history review with a story that ties it all together about Scary Gary, the host of a radio show that starts at midnight from a dark, cavernous studio. He plays golden oldies from the 50s to the 80s, and with help from a guy named Dead Sullivan. When they talk about different songs, the cast brings it to life. There's going to be Michael Jackson's Thriller, Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody, Staying Alive, I Will Survive, and all performed by groups who don't usually get a lot of stage time. And that's going to happen Friday through Sunday at Kitiwit Center for the Arts.
Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater is opening its season this weekend. They're starting with the regional premiere of a play that raises arguments about writing and teaching. And the lead, I understand, is being played by an actor straight from Broadway.
Just very recently he was there. And the play is Teresa Rebeck's Seminar. And it's about a brilliant writer who hit it big when he was young and now teaches these expensive private writing seminars for a small group of students. Really tough teacher, not the easiest guy to get along with, really brutally honest. And an actor named Alan Campbell is playing that role. He was just on Broadway as one of the dads in Mamma Mia. And so now he's trying to get something a little tougher, a little edgier. So this was a great character for him to play. He's done a lot of acting over the past few decades, probably best known for creating the role of Joe Gillis for the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical Sunset Boulevard on Broadway that starred Glenn Close. TV fans might know him from the 1980s when he was on Three's a Crowd with John Ritter and Jake and the Fat Man with William Conrad. We had a great talk. That's in Cape Week, and the play he's in runs through June 13th.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.